This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. I'm going to start off with a poem. It's a beautiful poem. You need to hear it, and you need to live it. When traveling through life's journey, let this be your goal. Keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. Wow. Wow. I mean it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Not anyplace else. Not what you don't have. Not what you want to have. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. When traveling through life's journey, let this be your goal. Keep your eye upon the donut, not upon the hole. And how negative we are to tell people all that we don't have rather than all that we do have. Oh, I know I don't have everything, but I have something that God has given me, and God calls me to be grateful. I'm not going to worry about what I don't have. I'm going to use what I do have. That's it. You see, that's the issue. I know there are great orators there on radio. It's wonderful. I'm not that. I'm just like you. I proclaim the word of God. Anthony's just like you. He proclaims the word of God. Oh, we're not eloquent, but we're not called to be eloquent. We're called to be gutsy, to tell people that despite what they're going through, the Lord Jesus Christ is there for them, to take them out of the miry clay and put their feet upon a rock. That's why we're here. And if it's the same message every day, that means the same message needs to be heard by people. Because I want to tell you about people. So many people, they're lost. They're lost, and the best thing about being lost is being found by the Lord Jesus. So you might be lost today as you turn on the radio. You never heard us before. The best thing about y'all being lost is being found. And Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. No one, that's you, who comes to me will I ever reject. It's all about being found. Found by the one who gave his life for you and me. Found by the one who died for you and me. Found by the one who rose for you and me. Far, the Lord calls us to be filled today with the Holy Spirit. I'm not telling you about feelings. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Are you asking? Or are you just tell him, I need to pay my bills. I have no money. Oh, I'm getting sick. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I ask you today, Heavenly Father, for me, for Anthony, and for every listener, I want a greater outpouring in my life of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. That greater outpouring will lead you to Calvary. I have been crucified with Christ, Paul says. The life I live by grace in the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. That's what it's all about. If people said to you, Father Tom, in two words, describe the Christian life, well, you're going to be offended, but I'm going to say it anyway. Drop dead. Drop dead. And let the life of Christ come upon you in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what it's all about. When Saul on the Damascus Road fell to the ground, he died and was raised up in Christ Jesus. Wherever there is resurrection, there's going to be death. Death to self. I don't know about people who preach the gospel. Everything's going to be all right. I'm telling you, everything's going to be all right if you drop dead and give your life to Jesus. Drop dead. What did the apostles say? I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So if you're seeing people that have flooded with the Holy Spirit, you've got to see people that drop dead. Because Jesus is looking for people who will die to themselves and be raised up by the power of the Holy Spirit.
For it is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives in me and through me. It's not an easy process, but it's so fulfilling. Every day, it's hard because you got to die to yourself every day. You got to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. You got to be willing to just live single-minded for Jesus Christ. It's the only way you can do it. It's the only way you can do it that I am alive to love, serve, and glorify Jesus Christ. Because if I'm alive to love, glorify myself, there's no way you could serve Christ in the way he's calling you to serve him. It's supernatural that Jesus puts his love into you for other people. And when those other people, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But you got to have detachment from people. You can't control other people. You just say, Lord, what would you like me to say to this person? And then if they don't do what you want, fiat, Lord, fiat. But you know what? I was Christ to this person. Lord, today you want me to do a little fast? I want to eat, but okay. Whatever you want, Lord, I'm going to do. Whatever you call me to be, I'm going to be. But it is a single-mindedness. It's only when you drop dead can you have the grace to live this type of life. Now, I fail in that grace all the time. There's all the times that the Lord wants me to do something, and I'm going to do what Anthony wants to do, or I'm going to serve God on my own terms. Right? I'm not dropping dead and saying, Lord, how can I serve you? A lot of times I'm saying, Lord, how can you serve me? Well, Lord, I want this person to come to the Lord. I want this apartment. Whatever it may be. But with that comes uneasiness. But with total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ comes perfect peace. Lord, this is where you have me right now in my life. Thank you. I am grateful, Lord. I'm in this house, this apartment. Lord, thank you so much for placing me here. If you want me here, I'm staying here. If you want to give me another one, I'll go there. Thank you for my car. Thank you for this food. It might not be a T-bone, but, you know, I got something. So thank you, Lord. And this is what you want me to eat for today. You know, it's a detachment from self is how you drop dead. In the spiritual life, if I'm not detached from myself, if I'm not detached from my desires, if I'm not detached from what I want, I can never truly be free to serve the Lord as he wants me to serve him. You know, there's divine holiness, which we are intended to live in, divine union, and there's human holiness. The thing about human holiness, it's good, it will get us to heaven, but it's always very self-serving. It begins with, I want, even in good holy things, I want to be holy. I want, you know, I want there to be all the homeless to be in Christ. I want my child to come to the Lord. But instead of saying, I want, I want, I want, it's deceptive. The Lord told me a long time ago, take out I want and say, I trust. I trust the Lord is moving on my behalf. I trust that whether I like it or not, the Lord has me exactly where I need to be to get exactly where I need to go. When we take out the want and we live in the trust, then we begin to partake in freedom, power, and the divine nature with the Lord. It's not easy, though.
Oh, it's not easy. I'm thinking today about St. Paul on the Damascus Road. On the Damascus Road, he was on that road to put Christians in jail and even to kill them. That was his charge. Kill them or put them in jail. What happened on the Damascus Road? Oh, Jesus Christ showed up. And he showed up in light. And he says to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul said, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus whom you persecute. Oh, how we need to know that even if we are into hating Christians, killing Christians, God has another plan to change our hearts. Why do you persecute me? You know, Saul could have said, I never laid my eyes on you. But you see, when you persecute the ones who belong to Jesus, you persecute Jesus. I learned that a long time ago. I remember I told you so many times, I'm in that Pentecostal church and they're doing things that are kind of weird to me. And I wanted to leave and say, these people are nuts. But the Lord kept on telling me, don't you judge my people. Don't you judge my people. So I stayed. And something great happened. The Lord has plans for you, I'm going to tell you. But those plans might not be wrapped up in the gift wrap that you want. Those plans will be wrapped up in the power of the cross, burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, you cannot have resurrected life without crucified life. One needs the other. I no longer live, Paul said, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. On the Damascus Road, Saul died. And I'm going to tell you, it was not only that death, but he had to die every day to his own self, to his own future. You need to die today. I need to die today. Oh, but don't stay in death, because he who dies in Christ receives the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. They were all dead. He left them. He was ascended. They were empty. They were praying. They were waiting for something to happen. And it did. On the Feast of Pentecost, there was a mighty rushing wind that filled the whole place, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them witnesses. God's got plans for you today. The devil wants you defeated. I'm going to tell you this, Ruth. The devil wants you defeated. But even if you're on the ground with your face on the ground, the Lord has plans for you to pick you up, to wash you out with the Holy Spirit, and to give you a new song. Oh, yes. You say, but it's been so difficult. It's been so difficult. I've lost everything. You didn't lose Jesus. You didn't lose Jesus. And when you give your life to Christ, you are found.
And he makes all things new. In the kingdom of God, there is nothing wasted in the kingdom of God. I said, Lord, what about the 28 years that I lived without you, serving myself, doing everything I shouldn't do? There is nothing wasted in the kingdom. Because now when I encounter someone, I have empathy, I have wisdom, I have knowledge. I am so grateful for my new life in Christ, because I know life before Christ. It was exciting. There were moments of pleasure, but it was a roller coaster, and it ends in disaster. It ends in a disaster. The moment I encountered the power of the Holy Spirit, I was called to die. You know, unless a grain of wheat goes into the ground and dies, it will not bear much fruit. The dead man bears all of the fruit. He bears fruit. That is how we know we are a disciple of Christ, truly sold out for his life, because we bear fruit. Are you a fertile person? Are you bearing fruit everywhere you go? If not now, tomorrow, because that is your destiny in Christ. There is no escaping the cross. There is no escaping suffering. The one thing that holds all humans in common, in Christ, outside of Christ, black, white, Spanish, Indian, we all suffer. We all suffer. But when we suffer with Christ, there is purpose. When we suffer with Christ, there is meaning. Don't run from suffering. Just embrace it. Embrace it. Not suffering because you're fighting God in your soul and you're being purified. Suffering because you're carrying the cross of others to lead them into the kingdom. There's no escaping suffering. There's no escaping carrying your cross. And the truth is, the more you ask from the Lord and the higher you go in the Spirit, the bigger the cross the Lord will give you, because he knows you can bear it. But even though the cross is bigger, it almost becomes lighter, because you begin to appreciate the cross God gives you, because you understand the fruit that that cross is going to bear in eternal life, how that cross is going to purify you and take out everything in you that you don't need, the control, the fear, the anxiety, the whatever it is. That cross is purifying. There was a mystic who saw Jesus in heaven. And for the souls that Jesus loved and trusted the most on this earth, he was giving them crosses and crosses. And the more he loved them, the bigger the cross. Because he knew the fruit of the cross. Look at the fruit of the cross. Jesus lived his whole life to get to the cross, because he knew that cross was our freedom. That cross was our salvation. That cross and the blood he shed on the cross was why the Lord Jesus came to this earth, why he lived. He didn't come here to have a party. Now, Jesus, he was the most joyful person because he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he understood the purpose that he came. See, joy doesn't come from good feelings. Joy comes from living the purpose why God put you on this earth.
Yes.
Why did God create you? What is the destiny he has for you in Christ? The first destiny is to love and serve Jesus. But within that, God gave you very specific gifts, graces, abilities that to serve his purposes. So, Lord, let the fire of the Holy Spirit come upon every person, every spirit of passivity, stagnancy, every plan of the enemy. Let it snap in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them be singularly focused on you, Christ. Let them live the life you have destined for them before the foundation of the world, Lord. Let them step outside of their self. The Lord told me that in my life, who's the stumbling block? I am. I am the stumbling block in my life. And my job is to die, to get out of the way, and then to discipline myself. The Bible says a man without discipline is like a city without walls. So if I'm not disciplined every day to pray, to do what the Lord is calling me to do, to be obedient to his will when he tells me to do it, to not live from the flesh, but to live from the Spirit. You know, if I'm not disciplined, I can't be joyful. I can't serve God as he calls me to do. I can't live the life he has destined for me. It's like going to the gym. It may not always be the funnest while you're there, but when you get home, you feel good, you feel strong, and you feel like I just served purpose.
Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world announce his holy name. Oh, yes, it's all about the cross, death, burial, and resurrection. I know we all want resurrection power. That's true. But you don't get it unless you go through the cross.
That's right.
Frank Sinatra used to say, love and marriage goes together like a horse and carriage. You cannot have either or unless you have both. Love and marriage.
You know what else he said? He got the official theme song of hell. I did it my way.
That's what they're singing today. I did it my way. Let go of your theme song and tell the Lord my new song is I Surrender All. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Because if we want to be saved, we need to surrender. There's a thousand ways to hell, but there's only one way to the kingdom of God. It's to surrender to Jesus. You know, the easiest way to go to hell for people in the world is just do nothing. Just think you're a good person and live life on your terms. It doesn't go good.
It's about giving your life over. You see, on the Damascus Road, Saul died. But that was not his only death. Each day he had to die to himself so that the life of God, the Holy Spirit, would live in him. And I know we want to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. That's true. But no Holy Spirit power without Calvary. No Pentecost without Calvary. Calvary is what makes us rich in the Holy Spirit. You see, when people come to me and they are low, low, low in their lives, I never could say I don't understand what you're talking about. I've been there, and I know who helped me to get out of the low, 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 low experience and just put my hands in the hands of Jesus. Oh, it wasn't easy because I had all these feelings of being broken, feelings of being lost, feelings of being sinful. But Jesus came and he says, will you trust me today? You have to make an answer to that. Will you trust me today? Lord, I'll whisper it. I can trust you. I can't say it very loud, but I'll whisper it. You see, I want to trust you, Jesus, despite what I'm going through. And I know how difficult it is. I don't tell you something that's not difficult. You see, to drop dead is difficult because every part of us wants to take that dead person and raise the person up. Yeah. Every part of us. Jesus said, unless a seed go into the ground and die, it bears no fruit. The seed that goes into the ground and dies bears much fruit. For apart from me, you could do nothing. I know we need to talk about life in the Holy Spirit. But no life in the Holy Spirit without Calvary. Our personal Calvary, our personal resurrection, our personal Pentecost. We need the whole message, not part of it. Without the cross, there is no resurrection. No resurrection. We are called to die to ourselves. We are called. And even if we find it 100% difficult, we say it with a whisper, I surrender. I surrender. I want your will. How many times have I been in the process of my life where I was at crossroads and one road leads to heaven and the other road leads to hell? How many times did I just whisper? I couldn't say it out loud. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I couldn't say it out loud, but I whispered it. I still want you, despite all the stuff I'm going through. Oh, you said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. I believe you, Jesus. How many times I couldn't count them. At each place, there was another grave that was proclaimed, and I was in the grave. There is no resurrection without the death. You need to die to yourself. I need to die to myself. But I don't want to stop with death. I want to stop with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You see, to die without the Holy Ghost is nothing. It's hell. To die with the Holy Spirit is to change the world one at a time.
And that death comes when we don't live from the flesh. We're dying to our flesh. We're dying to our ego. We're dying to what we desire, what we want. And we're living from the Spirit. In the Spirit of God, there is power, there is love, a sound mind, joy. There is fruits of the Holy Spirit, peace, love, righteousness. And see, that is a place we want to live for, from the Spirit man. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And in your spirit, you are supernatural. That's the key. We are part of us from above, part of us from below. You know, I got to understand that I have a fallen nature that's from below, and it wants to do everything sinful, everything it shouldn't do. But once I crucify that, that is a cross. Once I crucify that by doing the will of God, because the will of God is fire, by being unceasing in prayer, unceasing, then I live from the Spirit. And from the Spirit flows rivers of living waters.
It's all about dropping dead and taking up the life of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.